My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 on the FM side. We are streaming live all across the country on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go. Use the rewind feature. Download that Odyssey app if you haven't already. And, of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, August 28th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Johnny Cakes Auville's here.
What's up, everybody? Hello.
And Eric Carlton Bickle.
Hey, morning. How
that are is you? The foursome. I'm doing all right. If you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can always call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines at 800-636-1067. You can text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charge may apply. It's the same number, and you can always hit us up on X at Junks Radio. Talk a lot of football today. Jeff Darlington's going to join us.
Mm-hmm.
Insider. Yesterday, of course, was cut down day.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk some baseball. Dylan Cruz with a couple big hits. Nats get a win. Mike Rizzo, their GM, joins us at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You know, I just saw this. Yesterday was cut down day.
Mm-hmm.
And just 2 years ago, this year, a bunch of quarterbacks were drafted in the first round, including Jaden Daniels. Just a couple years ago, nobody was really drafted in the first round except for Kenny Pickett. But there were 9 quarterbacks drafted in 2022. So again, just 2 years ago, only 2 remain with their current team.
Mm-hmm.
2 out of 9. And that includes Brock Purdy, mm-hmm. the last pick in the draft. The other one is Skylar Thompson, who's a backup with the Dolphins, who mm-hmm. probably won't see the field barring injury. Every other guy drafted at the quarterback position yep. has been traded. Kenny Pickett gone. Desmond Ridder got cut yesterday.
Trey Lance now with Dallas as a backup.
That's a different draft.
Oh, okay.
This is Kenny Pickett, mm-hmm. only first rounder draft.
That was 21. He was traded.
Gotcha.
Desmond Ridder was traded to Zona. They said, you're not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Malik Willis was just traded to
the Packers. For a seventh rounder.
Then a couple of them have been cut. Matt Crowell, third rounder cut. Bailey Zappe just cut. Sam Howell, of course, traded. You've got Chris Oludokun. He was cut. Just think about that. 2 out of 9.
Wasn't there some like a cruel twist of irony with Desmond Ridder getting cut? They were running like an advertisement of him doing like Uber Eats, like delivering people their food.
A bit that was supposed to be like a bit.
I think
bit.
It was a DoorDash bit.
The DoorDash,
yeah. he's doing a DoorDash
like he's the
commercial.
Famous guy doing DoorDash.
I don't know.
Now he's the guy cut doing, probably going to have to do DoorDash.
It's not, I mean, it's good that he put some money in his pocket. Good for him. Mm. But it's...
Well, just, somebody might call him, you know, when there's an injury or something. But he never showed that much.
No.
He just never did.
No, his ceiling is career backup.
Correct.
I think you can pretty much, I mean, it's early in his career, but I think you could probably say career backup type of guy.
Yeah. But who do you lose the job to? Is it Clayton Tune?
Is that the backup down to Kyler Murray? Okay.
Tune was a big guy, right? I think a bigger guy. Anyway, yeah, those quarterbacks, they weren't that highly touted coming out. I mean, even Pickett went like 15 or wherever the hell he went, right?
Yeah, they had one first rounder, and then none in the second round.
It was like the one that everybody liked or was a little bit surprised by. I think was Malik Willis. Him just kind of bombing. But he was a smaller guy. I don't think that's why he bombed. But
How hard the NFL is.
Non-quarterbacks that made their teams, I have to ship you $3 to your Venmo
because
I made a bad bet against Jamin Davis.
What's that Venmo address, by the way?
That's Eric-Bickle-3, I believe.
That's right. Oh, it's funny you mentioned that.
Yeah, it is funny that gets mentioned. So now you're $3 richer.
Thank you. Actually, a couple guys did send something to me yesterday. I got to figure it out. We also shipped our money for our Circa Survivor pool.
Yeah,
so that is going to be on again.
That's a $250. Can I count that as a donation when I go to my taxes appointment?
I don't know. I haven't
even work
expense.
I haven't even told my wife yet that's, you know, I just donked off $250.
But mine just goes to the credit card.
Oh yeah, it just goes. I paid through my Venmo. Like that doesn't even. That's like it didn't even happen.
Mm-hmm. I only have Jason has a ton of money in his Venmo. I looked. I'm $10.50.
I am Venmo poor. My Venmo balance right now is $12.26.
Oh, you got two more bucks than
actually.
Me.
It's going to be $9.26 after I ship him $3.
Somebody said, tell Venmo Cakes poor. That was trash. I don't know what he's talking about.
What was
somebody
trash?
Sent me $3 yesterday and said, tell Cakes that was trash.
What time? Maybe it's the Washington Gold name?
That's probably what it was.
That could be.
Could be.
That's my
could
guess.
By the way, I pitched that to my wife and my daughter. Yeah. They had a similar reaction.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they don't like it. They weren't feeling
it. I think it's good for a new league, a new team, maybe a video game team or something.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
I don't know. Maybe I just got over my skis with that when I was over-enthused about a bad team name.
Don't lose your confidence.
It's happened.
Don't lose your swagger, Cakes.
It's all good.
Well, they got a new stadium name.
That's right. Northwest Federal Credit Union is now.
Is it just called? But it's just
gonna be Northwest Stadium.
Yeah.
That triggered me because they held my one of my car notes. I had to send them money every month for 4 years.
So you have hostility towards them?
No, I don't have hostility. I just know the product.
Oh.
It's basically just a bank. Okay, yeah. It's a bank. It's a credit union.
Right. I didn't even know they did.
They got enough money to put their logo on the stadium.
Yeah, they do. They got some of Flakes' money.
Is it 8-year deal?
8-year deal, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Regardless of where the stadium is?
I think the out is as soon as they move into the new digs, they can break the deal with Northwest and search for a new deal.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is they're going to have it all 8 years there. They say the fastest turnaround if they started digging basically today is 6 years.
Yeah.
And we know they're not digging today.
Yeah, we're basically in 2025. I mean, we're in the last quarter now of 2024. So just strike 2024.
2030 is very optimistic.
Yeah,
I would agree.
So 8-year deals seems to dovetail with close to when they're going to be
out of Landover.
It's going to
be a while.
It's going to be a while. They don't have a site. They don't have anything. They got nothing. They get a bunch of studies and a dilly-dally.
By the way, it shocks me in the light of the Northwest Stadium news that broke yesterday, I think shockingly, right after we went off the air, of course, is that the Nats have never named their stadium.
Nope.
What are they doing? Just they're literally passing on free money.
Well, we had a friend that negotiated a deal and that actually had champagne.
Yeah.
And was about to break it because it was
about
like a 10-year, $20 million deal. It was a lot, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the mayor stepped in because I think it was maybe even going to be like Army-Navy Stadium or something. It had something to do with the Navy Yard.
Okay,
somehow that was going to be involved.
Or like Navy Federal Credit Union or something like that.
And something like literally they had the champagne out.
Yeah.
They were going to unfurl the sign.
Yeah.
They were counting their money and it got the mayor stepped in and nixed the deal.
It's the equivalent of yesterday. I mean, my financial heater continues. I was just walking near at the gas station where I was filling up my car. I found $10 lying on the ground.
Oh my god!
Ten spot.
You just, are on a financial heater.
It would be like me just looking at that $10 bill. It's just staring me in the face, and not picking up. Of course, you're picking that pocket.
Now, did you look to see if there's anybody nearby that could have immediately dropped it?
There was a car right nearby, but I didn't.
Finders keepers.
It's finders keepers. That's fine. If you find a 10 spot or a 20 spot just lying on the ground,
right?
That's finders keepers rules.
Like, right. No doubt about it.
You're going to walk around and ask people, did you lose this $10? Is this your $10 bill?
Oh, you
think I did that? It went right in my pocket.
Speaking of $10, that's the easiest $10 I ever made from Valdez, that he keeps saying that the Red Sox were going to catch the Orioles.
Yeah.
You want to pay me in a $10 bill or a couple fives, Matt? How do you want to do that?
That was an emotional hedge.
10 ones?
No, I'll take 10 ones. This is how I misplayed it, because I didn't realize the Red Sox just completely suck.
Yeah.
No, I tried to tell you that, but you didn't listen to me.
Yeah.
I tried to tell you they're not that good.
See, now he's mocking you. Now you should pay him in pennies.
Well, yeah.
No.
Or dimes.
No. I'll take 10 ones.
I can't believe the Red Sox just suck that bad.
Well, I mean, their pitching isn't that great.
What happened? Off a cliff.
It's a long season, my friend.
They just signed a 44-year-old pitcher.
That's right, Rich Hill.
Yeah. Dickweed.
He'll probably do okay. Grizzled veteran.
By the way, Patrick Corbin might have had his best start ever as a Nat last night, just considering who he was pitching against.
Saving some of the best for last, because he doesn't have many Nats starts left in the bank.
His last start was pretty good, too, when he won his 100th win.
No, that was good, too. I'm just saying, considering...
He's on fire.
Considering he... Didn't he only allow two hits last night?
Yeah. It's kind of stunning.
Or maybe it was a little bit... Maybe
his drop-off is just unreal, and it's been consistent.
Yeah, two hits. He shut out the freaking Yankees for six innings. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
That's amazing, man.
How did that happen? Where did that aberration come from?
I mean, he has ability. Just, I don't know, it's weird.
Blind squirrels.
Yes. 4-12 with a 5.5 ERA, even after that great outing yesterday.
That was impressive.
So college football is going to be in full gear this weekend. Mm-hmm. Jason's got his survivor pool. I need to turn in my picks.
I just turned in my picks about 8 minutes ago.
I think we have to turn in five picks for the four big conferences.
Yeah.
Of course, college football actually started last weekend. They called it week zero.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You had the big game in Dublin, Ireland, which featured Florida State getting upset by Georgia Tech. And Pat McAfee was out there, and he was broadcasting from a bar, and he was getting hammer times. He had no shirt on and was getting hammered. And interestingly, Ryan Leaf has jumped on the pile. Ryan Leaf, who has called college football games for ESPN, claims that McAfee is high 80% of the time he's on the air.
Just high. So he's claiming he's just on weed.
I mean, Ryan Leaf, he's an expert in probably detecting whether people are high or not. I mean, he's had a well-documented substance abuse problem.
Yeah, he has the credentials to maybe call that out.
Peg him as an expert.
Yeah, yeah.
Did McAfee respond to that?
This was said like 24, 48 hours ago. I don't know. I don't know if McAfee's responded.
So does he think he's just popping like weed gummies before he goes on the air every day? Or
now, he may have an axe to grind. Leaf claims that McAfee is partially responsible for him being kicked off the air on ESPN.
Right.
Like they
McAfee
found a new college guy.
Street.
Yeah.
But what? Yeah.
Because they had a feud about conference realignment, and they took shots at Washington State, which tricked Ryan Leaf. Ryan Leaf doesn't really hold a lot of stuff back,
right?
Even though he's had a great comeback, and he's it's amazing that he's recovered.
I find him really compelling, yeah.
I think he has a short temper. Well, I mean,
short fuse.
He still has that short temper.
He's got that short fuse like he had when he's screaming in the dude's face in the locker room 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And so he might be in a little bit of his don't give an F mode now.
Right.
So
leave me alone, all right?
He called McAfee and Herb Street narcissists.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But yeah, very McAfee, he admitted on air the other day that he took, I think, 100 milligram gummy or something when he was in Ireland.
Yeah,
100 milligrams.
That was pretty powerful.
Well, he talked about how he was just getting hammered, drinking 25 Guinness.
Yeah.
All right.
Guinnesses. And I'm not surprised if he was doing gummies.
Yeah, on Friday, him and his crew did a show in Dublin. And at the very start of the episode, he said that he was off 100 milligrams of edibles. And he does that periodically. Like he'll just casually drop throughout a show on a Wednesday or Thursday just how many milligrams he's taken that day.
I mean, that sounds like a really big number. Like, I don't know. I don't do weed gummies.
Bro, if you did 100 milligrams of gummies,
I'd be dead.
You couldn't. You would be on the floor.
Right. I'd probably call an ambulance.
Yeah, you like couldn't. You could not walk.
Wouldn't be able to process.
You couldn't
it.
Walk. You couldn't talk. You right. Maybe not breathe.
Yeah, might be dead.
Yeah, it would be vicious.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. I have to say the weed stuff is just out of control. I go to this Greek place over by U Cakes, mm-hmm. and there's a dispensary nearby.
Big Greek cafe. I know exactly what you're talking
and
about.
There's, and I'm telling you, the world's biggest losers go in and out of that thing. It smells like garbage.
Right.
And not one winner goes in there. Mm. I'm just being honest. Everybody that walks in there is a freaking loser. They just are. I call it like I see it. Bad. It's bad. I don't know why we're doing this.
I haven't smelled it in a while walking out of the building. Usually I smell it from because whoever lives over here right across the street,
yeah,
they're doing it all the time.
They're just firing it up.
They're firing it up, but I haven't smelled it in a while.
I went into
a few weeks.
Subway after the show a few days ago. And there was a dude just smoking. It smelled so powerful. Just walking by, middle of the day, 10:30.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Listen,
it's the way of life.
People love it.
Well, it's
Pickle loves it.
I think it's ridiculous.
Did you get a silly gyro? What'd you get? What'd you order?
I get a gyro, but I had my wife in the car, and I said, you know what? These people are some of the world's biggest losers. Don't even stay in the car here. Go across the street.
That's the O-Town.
No, we don't claim that as the O-Town, JP. That is that is more
Brookville.
I don't know. Rockville. I don't know what the street address is. It's definitely not Brookville. It's the other way. I'm not sure the street address there, but I think it's probably Rockville. We don't claim that area. Now we do have a dispensary, but I think it's a little higher. It's a little
more, higher end,
a little more highfalutin.
That is
than
one
that
of the world's.
One.
It's just literally looks like the end of
well, that
civilization.
I'm an expert in bad parking lots, poorly designed
worst.
Parking lots.
That's the worst parking lot
that
ever.
That parking lot is the most poorly designed parking lot for a strip plaza on the East Coast.
Oh, is that off of Muncaster?
No, it's right at the corner of Georgia and 28 Norbeck Road.
Yeah, but right around, I think I know what you're talking about.
It is the tiniest, most cramped, horrible parking lot that you'll ever attempt to park your car in.
No, it truly is.
And I'm not embellishing. Like,
I'll go there
knows.
Sometimes before I go to the club just to get a gyro, but it's hard to find parking, but it's 11 a.m., nobody's there.
Yeah.
Would you go there at 5 p.m. like I did the other day,
right.
Like on my way to go pick up my daughter, because we were leaving a club and we're going to go pick her up? It was a circus.
Yes.
A bunch of losers going into the dispensary. Losers. And then just a bunch of donks trying to get a gyro.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
And there's no place to park.
Here's your life hack. The next time you go, because you will go, because the good Greek food there.
I like it. I like the food.
Here's what you do. There's a dilapidated, out-of-business Ace Hardware store right on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little parking lot there. You park there, and then you walk between the buildings.
Behind it.
Behind and down the steps.
Oh, that Ace Hardware is no longer?
dead.
When did they shut that down? A couple years ago?
A few years ago. Just dead. Just
I used to drive by and see like lawnmowers outside.
Oh, now they're zippy.
I never even pay attention.
It's people trying to sell their cars, just graspers at a busy corner.
Right.
It's a kind of a dead parking lot. That's right. Your life hack, EB. Oh, you're welcome. Boy. You're Thanks. Welcome for that.
Because you go across the street to the other plaza and there's signs everywhere. You can't park for business across the street. Actually says.
That's correct.
You can't park if you're going to a business across the street. Actually says all that.
Now, that verbiage. Parking lot sucks too, but not nearly as bad as this, the one that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, I forgot to mention, Mike Loxley's going to join us on the show today.
Get
we got Lox at 9:45.
We have a better schedule this year, right? Like, it's not quite
Avoid some of the big boys.
It's not quite as punishing.
And three of the first four in College Park, and the first road trip in the first month is against UVA, and they are terrible.
Which quarterback is it now?
I don't know if Loxley.
It's a battle.
I don't know if Loxley. I think Loxley has decided. He just hasn't said it.
We still have that one kid that like transferred from Wake Forest. Is he gone?
We can give him the opportunity.
It'll be Billy Edwards or MJ Morris.
He can name the starter on the air today if he wants.
Ooh, it's hard to do that.
So we'll talk to Mike Loxley at 9:45. As I mentioned, Jeff Darlington, NFL Network reporter, is going to join us coming up at 8:20, and Mike Rizzo at 9. Coming up next, we'll get into the roster cutdown for your Washington Commanders. 800-636-1067. If you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, we're the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.